In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the reading of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord instructing us that before we to start building something or launching a war or being involved in a war with the enemy of all goodness, we have to sit and count and the cost. So this area, this time of preparation, is very important. We all are building something at a certain time in our age, in our life. We build the relationships. We come to a moment where young people build a family. We also, in this relationship, we build a relationship with God. We build a career for ourselves. So how we should build and what is needed? What is the cost that one should prepare in order for this building to be up and functioning? Three main things we have to be aware before we are to start to build anything. The first needed item in the process is the knowledge. Do I have the information needed before I build this kind of relationship or this kind of family that I'm about to start? Secondly, do I have the presence of God in my project? And I am sure that He is with me and He is going to support my effort and help me to complete this project in peace. And the third needed item in this cost calculation is the seriousness. Do I have the seriousness needed for anything to be completed? These three items are common and they are in every project. Any one of them lacking, the project will never be successful. Can run for few days, few months, few years, but they come to a point where it cannot be maintained. So let us speak about these three items while we are building in our lives relationships and many, many things every day we are handling, aiming at living the life that God wants us to live. When it comes to the knowledge, we should know about what it takes to build or start something. Unfortunately, many people, before they start building a family, they do not know exactly how this is going to run. The only motive for starting the family is it's time. I love this person, I feel something towards this person, and that's it. So what exactly needed? What is the sacrifice need to be in place? All of this is missing. Even something like building a relationship with God and living a life of repentance, what does it take? What really is needed? So this is very important. Imagine some lady wants to make a cake, and then she comes to her kitchen and say that, I think the cake, they should include this item and this item. And she goes randomly and makes things that she's just heard from people before her that it should be included in the cake. What kind of cake this will look like? We all know that if we don't know the knowledge, definitely the project will not be up. With the seriousness and importance of having the knowledge, we should always check the credibility of the source of information. How did I learn about this? How did I learn about if I want to have a relationship with God? Who told me about this? Whom I am like following his footsteps? Before also starting a family, whom I'm asking, whom I get the information from? Is it only my parents? Is it only my friends? The people who are closer to me? Do I have a credible source I can rely on for accurate information? And then comes with this also the keenness to learn. Do I want to know? Many times people think that they know it just because they can think on their own, it is done. I don't need information. I am of age, so I can make it. What does it take exactly? What is the big deal about starting a family? The keenness to learn says that this person is serious, as we'll come to talk in a minute about the seriousness in building. Every time we say we have to be in relationship with the Bible should be in our day-to-day practices. It has to have a time. It's not just like for a blessing or only that we touch on it, and then we say, okay, today I pleased God because I read the Bible. In the Bible is hidden all of the knowledge, the true knowledge for life. If you want to build anything, a family, a career, a relationship, everything is in the Bible. One of maybe now one of the greatest teachers about leadership, his name is John Maxwell, and I'm sure that most of you maybe know about him. He has a Bible called John Maxwell Bible, the same Bible that we have, but he has a comment almost on every chapter saying, what can we learn from the characters or the situations, circumstances? And he admits saying that the best teacher I had ever in my life to teach me the basics of leadership was the Bible itself. If we search, we will know. If we are in a relationship with the Bible, we will have accurate information and knowledge needed before we build anything. Also with this comes the importance of wise counsel. Maybe I don't understand the Bible. Maybe there is something difficult for me to interpret or to have the clear understanding of it. That's why I go and ask someone. I can trust that this person has the experience, the relationship with the Bible that can help me to know God's will. In the process of knowing, a great source of information is to learn from the life of others. Not only the positives, but also the negatives. Sometimes we learn by, I will never repeat this example. This is a way of learning, looking and examining the life of people before us, and see and think, this is not working. Maybe this is sadly to be said, but it is true. Young people, maybe they need not to repeat the mistakes of their parents. We all make mistakes as adults, as grown-ups, or responsible for families. No one ever said or claimed that parents will be perfect and know everything. We are asking our children not only to learn from the good things that we model before them, but maybe also learning from the mistakes that they experienced while living with us. I'm not going to repeat this whenever I'm married or when I'm in a relationship. As we learn from others, we also need to learn from our personal experiences. Sadly, people, they do the same over and over. They repeat a pattern, assuming that the results will be different. Or assuming that I am doing the right thing, it's not turning good, simply because someone, somewhere, is not helping me. This is not learning. If I keep repeating the same mistake, I deal with my family the same way, I get the same damage every time. There is something need to change here. Otherwise, then I'm not learning. I don't have the knowledge, the right knowledge, to build the relationship within my family. And then comes the time, the needed time to learn. No one will go to school in ninth grade and after a few months says, okay, I'm done, can you give me the degree? I almost know everything. We will look at this person and think of him or her as is immature, thinking that because he learned it for a few months, then this is done. We need time. A boy or a girl in high school, 9th, 10th grade, starting a relationship and saying that I'm going to marry her or him after 10 years from now, I think this person is just like tricking himself. He doesn't know anything, just walking himself into trouble. So the first item needed for the cost of building is knowledge. Do I have the knowledge to build or not? If I don't have it, I have to pause and wait and ask and make sure that whatever I am going to build, I have a good hand on it. The second item needed while we calculate the cost for a building is the presence of God. If God is with me in this, and please don't come to this kind of simple conclusions that because I read the Bible, me and her, every night over the phone, then God is involved with us. This is the beginning. It's just like what makes people feel comfortable and deceiving themselves. You find a boy or a girl in 7th or 8th grade or 9th grade, and they know someone, and they are now saying that we are dating. And because we want God to bless this, then we read the Bible every night before we sleep. This is a trick, and I'm deceiving no one except myself. It has no meaning whatsoever that for a person in this time starting a relationship and because I read the Bible with her, then this is that soul. God's presence assures that this project is going to work. If truly He is in it, it's going to work, no matter how few are the resources that I have in my hand. Joseph was in prison, and he was a successful man. He was able to build something in prison, his own personal experience, and people loved him. And we read in Genesis 39 that the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. In a way, Joseph built a relationship with the keeper of the prison based on his integrity. God was with him. He gave him favor in the eyes of the keeper of the prison. A very difficult time in his life, he was successful. He was able to build something at that time. We all learned that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. If I don't fear God, I'm still not in the category of being wise. God's presence means that I honor His presence. I fear Him. I regard His opinion. I want to make sure that whatever I am doing is pleasing to God. God approves this. I make sure to know His will. I ask about it. And then if He is not with me in this, He is not participating in this, then I should not be building anything. And the question that usually comes, if God is not welcome in our homes, our marriages, and our choices, why do assume His presence in our day-to-day matters? I remember one time a person, he was so troubled. He was a graduate from one of the schools, and he was applying for postgraduate studies. And he worked hard and everything, but he was not accepted, and this in a way troubled him. And the man was coming troubled with the idea that God let me down. The questions about where God exactly present in your life, all of the questions were answered, nothing, nothing, nothing. Do you pray? No. Do you read the Bible? No. Do you come to the church? No. When was the last time you took communion? I don't remember. When did you ever confess? I never had a father of confession. When did you regard the presence of your in God in your life at all? I don't think I do. But isn't God is my father, and He should take care of me? This is the simple approach of relationship with God. People who think this way, that they will have God's presence for granted, even if they are not included Him, including Him in anything, again, they don't get anywhere. Just a self-deception. If God is not honored, is not respected, He will just depart. He will never impose Himself. He will provide still because of His goodness, but this doesn't mean that He is present. God will give you food and shelter, and maybe if you work hard, you'll be successful in your study. This doesn't mean that God is present. Honoring God and communicating with Him, pursuing holiness, are the keys to His presence in our lives. If we want Him involved, if we want His blessing in any project, we have to make sure that these three items are covered. We are honoring Him, honoring His presence. We are communicating with Him, talking and listening in prayers and in readings, and pursuing holiness. This is what makes God truly involved, and we can count on His presence. Then comes the last item needed for building anything, which is the seriousness. Am I serious about this? The relationship or my career or anything? The seriousness reflects the determination to start and finish. As the Lord said about this man who has the good intention, he wants to build, but he is not able to complete it. He says about him, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. This is the key of the failure of many projects, that we start and we are not able to follow through with it. Relationship with God, we know it needs certain actions. We need to do it, the part that's on us. It doesn't work not because of Him, it is because of us. What are the elements of seriousness? This applies on any matter in life. We have 9 elements, we'll mention them quickly. The first element is forsaking and detachment. If I want to build a career, I want to be successful, I have to give up something. I have to give up the leisure time, the time I spent before the TV, maybe the time I spent with my friends. There is no way I can be successful achieving the results that I'm aiming at while I'm attached to all of these. If I want to be in relationship with God, I have to detach from the love of the world with all that it includes. If I want to build a relationship, my family, I have to detach from the life that I spent before I start the family. There is no way we can have both combined. That's why the Lord, when he was instructing the disciples in the same passage about how we should follow him, he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. If you want to come, detach. If you want to follow, you have to forsake something. Then the question, whatever I'm trying to build now, am I detaching myself from something, or I just want to combine both? I want to play and spend my leisure time and a good my friends, and I want to build a career and be successful. That's not going to work. I want to be in a relationship with God, I want to be in a relationship with the world, and it's vanities. I have time for the world and its vanities, and I have time for God and the church. It's not going to work either. I want to have a family that is stable and successful and functioning, while I still keep my old friends and my bad habits and my bad temper and my connections before the marriage. I want to get both of them, and then I say, it's going to work. It will never happen. The first element of seriousness is I have to detach and forsake something before I start something else. The second element is consistency. How wonderful is this word? How easy to say, how difficult to pursue. We read about one of the reasons of the success of the church of the time of the apostles, as they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. They continued steadfastly. Any person who says about himself that he is serious about a project, he has to find this element present, consistency. I can do things no matter how I feel. I will do it every day. The most powerful elements around us are those who are very consistent. The sun comes every day consistently. The earth rotates on the same speed consistently. If anything is disturbed with consistency, life will be shattered. The same applies also on us. If you want to build a relationship with God, be consistent. Praying for a couple of weeks and then forsaking prayers, fasting for a few days and then breaking the fast and going on and off, reading the Bible randomly whenever I have time and then I just forget about it until the next time I sit with Abuna and he makes me feel guilty, this is not consistency. And this is not seriousness. And we cannot build something like this. Fathers and mothers need to be consistent. The way they take care and provide, the way they handle issues in their families. Consistency makes people feel stability within the family. The third element of seriousness is not to be led by feelings. If I woke up in the morning today and I don't feel like prayers and I give up prayers, I'm not serious about prayers then. Saying this weakness is not weakness. There is a difference between something within my ability and something I cannot have a control over it. Weakness means that I cannot maybe resist certain temptations, understood. But when I say that, I just didn't feel like to come to the church on this Sunday. This is not serious. Not to be led by feelings. In any given family, people, whenever they start a family, they start with this push of the passion. They love each other and they are excited about each other. But no one ever says that this kind of passion is going to continue forever. Why there are successful marriages and why they are not, some are not. People who are able to continue, they do not rely on feelings. I woke up in the morning today, I don't feel like I love my wife, then I go out and I flirt with someone. This is not exactly how it should go. Don't be led by how you feel. You have always to do it based on what you think is right. The fourth element of seriousness is discipline and self-control. Saint Paul, the great apostle, says to the Corinthians, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Discipline that the church tries to implement and instill in our hearts when it's time for fasting, and we try our very best to maybe go around it and find excuses and get an absolution from Abuna. This, even if I get the absolution, so what? I lost the opportunity. I missed the chance to subject myself and bring myself into subjection. I learned to be disciplined. Disciplined people are serious people. If I didn't learn it yet, I need to check this cost. If it is not there, I'm not sure how the building will look like later. The fifth element is stability. What do I mean by stability? I have a clear goal, and this goal is before my eyes at every day, my eternity, the well-being of my family, the well-being of any relationship I have, the well-being of the relationship with God. This is stable. It's not up and down. Today I love God, I follow Him. Today I don't feel like, then I don't follow. I love God so much, I'm not excited about Him at all. I love the church from the depths of my heart, I want to be a martyr. I do not want to come to the church because it's too long. This kind of instability reflects also lack of seriousness. And the stable emotions, this kind of swings, ups and downs, again, it says there is something wrong, need to be fixed. By the way, as parents, yes, we have days where we feel maybe we are depressed, and we have days where we feel we are like excited. This should not stop us from doing what we need to do, and we should do our very best. This kind of mood swings should not be displayed before our families. Our children, they look to us, and they see how we look like. When we are depressed, they also will be depressed. This is very difficult, that when every day they look to us as if they are looking to the weather in Houston. How this is going to look like today? My mom is today is like a sunshine, or cloudy, or thunder will come from her. It is very hard when people are like in a relationship and they do not know which kind of person I'm going to meet with you today. It is not serious when we are displaying this kind of swings, ups and downs and right and left. The sixth element of seriousness is organization. Everything is done in due season. Today is time for prayer, I am here. It's time for work, I am at my work. It's time for resting, I'm resting. It's time for playing, I'm playing. It's time for time off and I sit with my family, it is time to do this. Mixing things up says that I'm not serious about something. Meaning, if I say that I work 18 hours a day, I don't have time for my family, I don't have time to pray. The conclusion of this statement, I'm not serious about my family, I'm not serious about God yet. This is how it should be read. And watchfulness. Organization means I'm watchful, I'm attentive, I take notes for everything. While I'm very busy in my work, I have an eye on my son or my daughter, how they feel, what is happening in their lives, to the best of our ability as well. This is how an organized person will lead his life. The seventh element of seriousness is commitment. Commitment, I am in it, and I continue in it to the end of time, period. Commitment should not depend on other people's seriousness. Even if you are in a relationship, you are a part of a family, and the other person with you is not committed, this is not an excuse for you to excuse yourself from it and say, I'm out. He is not committed, she is not committed. No. Committed people, they stay in the ship that the last passenger is out. This is commitment. Committed people, they continue no matter what. Nehemiah was a committed person. He went to Jerusalem to build, and nothing was able to hinder him from completing the task. Committed people, those people that we all feel comfortable with, knowing that if he is in it, it's going to be done. If he says, I am in this project, we know that this project is going to be successful. This is what commitment is about. People are not committing, they find excuses for themselves every day to come out. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, I don't know if I can continue. I start the service today, I'm very excited, but you know what, I have my days where I cannot come here, and then we didn't see the servant for a few days or a few weeks. This is not commitment. The eighth element of seriousness is circumspection. التدقيق. In my practices, what do I do every day? In my growth, am I growing spiritually? In reviewing the plans, is it as planned or something need to change? Am I careful, meticulous to examine everything? Am I practicing what I agreed with Abuna last time when we confessed that we are going to do? Or is it just goes by as it pleases? No circumspection, no seriousness. No seriousness, no building. Nothing is going to come out. The last element is responsibility. Responsible people are serious people. Responsible means I take responsibility for everything that happens in my life. I don't blame others. Unfortunately, sometimes as parents, we teach our children that whenever they are wrong, it is because of someone's mistake. Maybe the teacher, maybe the friend, maybe the church, maybe God. This is not going to teach them to be responsible. You are responsible for your life. Even if everyone around us is not responsible, is not taking care of what they need to take, it's not going to change the fact I'm going to be judged for myself. Life is about choices. No matter what are the factors that work in my life, I will be judged according to my choices. Even if I am pushed, I'm influenced, it is me, it is my responsibility. Serious people, they come at a certain time and say, I am responsible for the mess I created. It is my responsibility to work things out to fix it. It is me and nobody else. Even if you are a high school person, a boy or a girl, you are responsible for yourself. You will reap what you sow. Your parents can be blamed forever, but this is not going to change the fact that you are the one responsible for your life and your choices. So today the Lord says to all of us, if you want to build something, if you want to start a project, sit down and calculate the cost. What is the cost needed? Three elements. The knowledge about the project, what am I going to build? The presence of God, is He with me in this? Is He approving what I'm doing? And the third is the seriousness needed, what I'm going to invest myself in order for this project to be up, functioning, and successful. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.